This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 87 of the Good Neighbor Podcast Estero. Today we have good neighbor Angela Beyer from House of Shape. Angela, welcome.
Thank you. Hello, hello.
Yes. Absolutely. It's always nice to get to know people in the community and what they do and help share their stories. So why don't we just jump right in? Why don't you share a little bit of what you do over at House of Shape?
Yes. Yeah, at House of Shape, I focus on helping women, mostly women, to improve their body composition, to actually better their health, and doing this by building muscle. So I am a very muscle-centric health coach and personal trainer. And for me, muscle is the organ of longevity. And that's where the foundation is, or the key is, to solve either health issues or to get in the right size body, or enjoy food freedom, whatever the purpose is of getting a health coach and personal trainer. I'm there for you.
Very interesting. So how did you get involved in this industry?
I love this question because I was actually a banker, and I have a finance degree, and as you can hear, I have an accent. So I'm from Germany, and I was doing banking in Germany, and I was always very interested in health and in sports, and well, in Germany, it didn't play out very well for me. I had a lot of health issues because of stress-related things from my work. To be honest with you, this is a thing. Like, if you don't live authentically and do what you love to do, you are going to hit a wall at one point. So, like, you can't continue doing the thing what you're not supposed to do. Like, it you will end up where you end up. Like, you get to the path where you need to be. And that happened with me. I was not in a good relationship. I broke up with my boyfriend, and I needed a change. I needed something new. So I decided to go to Naples, Florida, to learn English. English as a second language.
Wow.
So that's how I started coming over.
How'd you pick Naples?
Okay. Naples. Yeah, there was Hutchison University, and it was an international college back in the days. So they took care of a student visa. And that was for me like a huge benefit because I didn't have to do it. The university was providing it for me. So I thought I'd go to that school. And Florida, what's not the life about Florida? Right.
Yeah, absolutely. The weather is great. That's why we live here.
Yes.
So you came to Florida. How did you get involved in the health industry then? You just left finance behind?
Not quite. Again, after the school, I wanted to stay really badly. And I got an internship at a bank. And I worked as a personal banker for European clients. And I remember I made like $400 a month at the time. It was an internship. It was the opportunity to stay longer. Right. It gave me like an in, and I thought I learned everything about banking and So what happened though was my immigration lawyer at the time said there is no way that you get a work visa or a green card through banking because there's so many bankers. There's nobody, everybody is doing it. You don't have special skills, not going to work. And I'm like, well, what is going to work? And she said, well, do you have any special skills? And I'm like, special skills? Well, what I can do really well is lift weights. And that's about it. And she's like, okay, if you can get a world champion title for the United States, you get a green card. And I said, what? Are you serious right now? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So what I did, I dialed into like working out, dieting, tunnel vision. Yep. I said, okay, I'm going to go for it. And what happened was I prepped for Miss Florida. I won Miss Florida in natural bodybuilding in physique. I got qualified for Team USA, traveled to Los Angeles, competed at the Miss USA. I won Miss USA, got qualified for Miss Universe. I got my green card. I'm telling you, it's
right.
As I say it, it was not that quite easy, but I was marching. So everything went well. You know, when you're in the flow, everything fell like into a place. My diet went well. My workouts went well. I went to Miss Universe, and all I wanted, to be honest with you, was in the final to show my American flag bikini. That was my goal. But it was a great day. I enjoyed the competition, and I got into the finals. And as I watched place 5, 4, 3, you could see my face. I got a little nervous there.
Right.
And, second place, when she got announced, you can actually see on the video how I checked my number, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I won.
That's me. Right.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. I was, it's interesting when I think back about this, my journey of becoming Miss Universe was one of the happiest times I ever had. And then when I won Miss Universe that day, that moment, I actually felt relieved.
Right. Because you followed your passion and you reached your goal.
And knew I'm going to be fine. So then that was the point where I actually said, okay, enough of banking. I'm not meant to be a banker. I can do this very well. And I started personal training and health coaching. And at the beginning, I helped women to actually get ready, like for special events or weddings and stuff. Because what I can do really well is sculpture bodies. I see bodies as an art, and others paint a picture, and I know what to do to create certain shapes, and it's a beautiful thing, and I love this kind of work. And then I dove deeper into health, and it became my passion. Everything about increasing your health span, not your lifespan. There's a big difference. And right now, the statistic in the United States doesn't look that good. Officially, the health span, the average year, and like where it ends, is at age 63. Wow. That's when health issues are starting. The average lifespan, how long a person lives in the United States, is right now 79. So we have a 20% gap, which is huge to me. And what of course, we all want to look good, but if you are doing the right things to be healthy and increasing your health span, you are going to look good. Like, this goes hand in hand. And don't you want to play tennis or play golf? Yeah. You're in your 70s.
Be active.
Yes. Play with your grandkids, or even being independent and being able, to go shopping, or do whatever you have fun with. Go travel. And that's where I'm coming from right now. You know, it changed a little bit. I evolved as I worked longer in that space. Yeah.
I love it. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions that people get around, maybe looking muscular or getting in shape or even just plainly working out, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I love this question. especially like if it comes to building muscle, and for women, that's always like almost scary or intimidating. Now, if I talk about building muscle in women, I'm not talking about bulking up and being huge. But what I'm talking about is creating a healthy muscle tissue and as strong as you can possibly be. Everybody is, though, at a different level. And it's important to realize that, like, you all start somewhere, and you cannot compare others who are maybe step 10,000 ahead of you where you are step one. So don't compare yourself to others. I think it's important that you just get started somehow. And if you only use your own body weight, and why am I so focused on the muscle? Because you need a healthy muscle tissue in order to get other health concerns taken care of, because the muscle is the main organ, what communicates with everything else in your body. This is where you burn the calories. This is where you create a flux. If you have a strong muscle tissue, especially for women with osteoporosis, for example, it communicates with your bones. Strong muscle tells the bones to catch up basically and get stronger. So you have healthy bones. It communicates with your metabolism. Hey, we need to get going here. And your metabolism just improves. It communicates with your brain, better cognitive function, communicates with your hormones. Your hormones are way more balanced. I think we always take the problem or try to fix the problem on the wrong side, wrong approach. Get that muscle quality going. I always say you want, this is an extreme example, but you want to look like a fillet steak. Nothing marbled, fatty, anything. You want to be the fillet steak, and that's absolutely how the tissue should be. Yeah,
you got to work on that core and keep that strong, because, like you said, it affects everything else around you.
Yeah.
So, outside of work, what do you enjoy doing down here?
Oh my God, in Florida. To be honest with you, I like to actually unplug and enjoy nature. I love the beach, and I love going just out in the woods, whatever we woods have. Yep. You know, but right. I like to take walks. I like to be out in nature. I like to connect with the surroundings and just unplug for a while and not having my phone with me or I just like to breathe and ground myself.
That's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people need to do more of that, especially nowadays.
Yeah. Balance, you know.
Yep. So is there one last thing maybe that our listeners should know about, you know, House of Shape that maybe they don't know?
Well, House of Shape, I have three branches basically in my business. Like I said, the main branch is right now creating health, like overall addressing all the different issues. And I'm having a course where you actually learn to correct your diet, your training, stress management, recovery, mindset, how to create framework. And the other thing is, like I said, brides getting ready. And then I have another specialty. If I have people who lost a lot of body weight, their next step most of the time is actually getting a tummy tuck, and I prep them for their surgery. So I guide them pre and post surgery to have a success in that regard as well. So
very nice. You cover it all. You're a wealth of knowledge. It's incredible. So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in learning more?
Yes, they can find me on Instagram at Health Coach Angela, and also on Facebook, Health Coach Angela or Angela Beyer. And I have also a wonderful Shape Up group where you can exchange or ask me questions or exchange views, or you're in a safe space where you get support and you have a really good group of people who all want you to succeed in your journey. So it's wonderful there. Yeah.
I love it. Angela, thank you very much for what you do in the community and being such a good neighbor. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, and I hope to see you on the community here soon.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.